my body, dream, come alive,
come alive. Hey there, this is Molly Patrick with Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to episode 17 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast.
Ah, and the crowd goes wild.
All right.
It's pretty quiet.
Yep. So I have guests here with me today, and I'm going to introduce you to Luann Teo, who's a recurring guest. She makes cameos. People love it. I love it when she joins us. And we have Kim. Oh, what's your last name?
Caesar.
Like the salad.
Like Julius, yeah.
Okay. So we have Kim and Caesar Salad here. Kim Caesar Salad.
Caesar.
Here we go. So Kim is our personal trainer, and we've been training with her for almost a full year. And I posted something in our Facebook group and Instagram a while back explaining that I had gained like 10 pounds over the past
year. Oh, you said 14.
It's over.
Oh, I don't know. You said 14.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't keep track really. I know that it's like, I did weigh 130, 131 last year-ish. And then now last time I got weighed at the doctor, I was 142 or 143. So whatever that is, I'm not good with math. But anyways, before you interrupted, Lulu, I posted that. And anyways, there was a lot of people who had questions, and so I thought we would just get on here and do an episode with Kim, our trainer, so that we could basically just talk shit. Because that's what we do
talk
regularly.
Talk shit about Kim.
Well,
I'm right here.
We just talk a lot of shit. So anyways, Kim, welcome. Luann, welcome.
Thank you.
So we work out with Kim every Tuesday and every Thursday for 1 hour. And we've been doing this for almost a straight year. We started in February 2021. And then, Kim, you went out of town on your honeymoon for a minute.
Got the Rona.
Yep. She got the Rona. So there was a little bit of a disruption in our workout. But here's the deal, guys. So last year, I just got to the point, like early, like January, I got to the point where I was like, I really want to feel strong. And also my butt was beginning to flatten out like a pancake. And I think I told you that on our first call, right? Yeah. And so I was like, all right, I want to feel strong and I don't want my butt to turn into batter. Pancake batter. It's a good visual. And so I posted on our Facebook group. It was like, I don't know what Facebook group, but I posted asking for people to refer a trainer. And we got Kim's number and I called her. And then we decided Tuesdays and Thursdays for an hour. And I was like, all right. And I told Luann, hey, I'm doing this and you don't have to do it with me. But if you want to join me, totally welcome.
Of course I was going to join you. How else am I going to keep up my cake eating and not put on weight?
I was really surprised, though, that you were going to join us because, Luann, I mean, can I tell them? I mean, you always say that you're very lazy. I'm not going to say
it. Oh, for sure I'm lazy. I'm not going to expend extra energy just to do something. But if she's here, I'm not able to escape her. She's at my house. I have to do it.
You know? We're not able to escape. Well, that's the brilliant thing.
We trapped ourselves. She's arrived and it's 5 o'clock.
No, she arrives before 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So
we hear the little bell ding on our gate and we know.
It's Kim.
We're like, oh, shit. So, Kim, can you tell the good people how pleasant we are to work with?
Well, it's a really good thing that my self-esteem does not rely on their reactions, because if it did, it would plummet very quickly. I usually get a, oh shit, she's here, echoing throughout the house as I'm bringing equipment in.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
By the end of the session, they're smiling, high-fiving, and I think they actually might enjoy it a teeny bit.
Because it's the end of the workout. That's why we're happy.
I'll take what I can get.
And to be clear, you are high-fiving us.
For a job well done.
We're not high-fiving you because we're almost dead on the mat. And we knew, like I knew, that I was not going to move my ass unless you came over.
Yeah. Like, and I knew there was no way we were going to go to a gym, right? People huffing and puffing. And this was at the height of COVID. And so we thought, how can we trap ourselves into working out?
How can we do it for real? And we're like, all right, the torture will come to us.
dun, dun, dun.
So when you first started working with us, Kim, like we weren't in horrible shape, but we definitely didn't have
a pace. We couldn't do three sit-ups. All right,
so maybe we were in
horrible shape. Okay, there's a little denial here.
Don't lie to the audience. We couldn't do three sit-ups.
Or I don't think I could do a push-up either. All right, so maybe we were in horrible shape.
A step up from horrible.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't the worst I've seen.
Okay, there's something. So my denial is now over. No, I knew that I hadn't worked out in a long time. And I had been doing my stretching every morning, but my stretching is more for flexibility and not for strength. So I knew I wasn't super strong. And I had been super strong before, and I always liked that feeling. But I honestly didn't expect to gain like over 10 pounds.
Same.
And so when my jeans started being tight and my clothes started being tight, I was like, what the hell? And then I went to get weighed, and I think I texted you, and I was like, I weigh like more than I have ever. And
the scale broke when I stood on it.
Yeah, but honestly, like the cool thing is, and we'll get back to this, but the cool thing is like, I'm getting rid of clothes now because they're too tight. And I always anticipated that I would get rid of clothes because they're too tight because I had gotten like bigger, like fatter, I guess. And not because it was muscle. So I didn't anticipate this, but it's been a cool thing. So when we first started, Kim, what is your sort of like protocol for people who haven't worked out regularly?
What I usually do is run them through like a fitness test, which has become a every 5-6 weeks thing. And Luann's chuckling because she knows it's coming next week.
Oh, I thought it was today. No. We're actually training today. Today's Thursday. And I kind of wanted to record this after we were done because then that'd be nicer to Kim, but it's okay.
Wow. So anyway, I ran them through some fitness testing, body weight workouts and low weights. And then month by month, I kicked it up a notch and they've been along for the ride. When I was away for my honeymoon, I reminded them that they should keep it moving. And they did not. So no, it was.
Well, you didn't show up at our house, so we're not doing anything.
Okay, so there's that. And they really stepped it up a ton. They're getting super strong, as you guys can see and tell from their little post. And I'm proud of them. They're kicking a lot of butt. They're doing things they definitely never thought possible.
I feel like I need a high five right now. Just let's do it. Come here. Reel it in. Nice.
Ooh, that was a loud one.
Broke the mic.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fix that in post-production.
Well, you're the producer, so you can do that.
Start you're doing produce. A great job.
Oh, we're all doing such a good job. So I liked your approach because it was like we didn't start out too crazy. And I knew, and I think when I called you, I told you, like, I don't want to do any of that P90 XYZ, like, whatever. I don't know what that is, but like super hardcore cardio crazy, like getting my heart rate pumping out of my chest. Like, I didn't really want to do that.
Oh, 100 push-ups a day or like per session.
And also we need a lot of different things because we get bored easily and we're a little bit high maintenance like that. So it was nice.
Kim's like, own it.
Self-awareness is key, you know?
Yeah. And so the cool thing is that she started us out. It was doable. Like the first week we were like, okay, we can do this. And then little by little it progressed. And the interesting thing is we were talking about this like a couple weeks ago, and the first 6 months I didn't really notice a ton of changes in my body. Mm. Like, I think we're getting progressively better, but it was just in small increments. And that's what I really want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it took, wouldn't you agree, Kim, 6 months?
Yeah. I mean, I could have come in and kicked the shit out of you week one and two, but then you would have been sore and defeated.
Yeah.
And that's not really my approach or my philosophy. So I wasn't going for that.
So yeah. That's
definitely
really
takes time when you do it the right way.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't want it to take time. I think that's the thing, right? People want like,
well, I've worked out for 1 hour. Where are my muscles?
Oh, yeah, the instant gratification on working out is not.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, and I was surprised. And there was even one point, like I knew I wanted to keep going, but I was like, I don't feel any different. I don't look any different.
Yeah.
I guess I did feel a little bit different, but because I felt good going into it, because I'm generally healthy, right? It wasn't like I was feeling horrible. I was just not feeling super, super strong.
Right.
But at one point, it was before the 6 month mark, I was like, is this working? And I knew that it was, but I just was feeling a little bit like, okay, I want results faster. Mm. And it's so true that it, and you didn't pump it up at that point. You just kept going slowly, slowly. And that, of course, is the most sustainable and successful way to do it because we did keep at it. And now I feel really strong.
Like, definitely. I definitely much feel stronger too. And the funny thing is, like, my shirts are tight at the shoulders.
She's got pop pops.
Because you, when you think about it, when you put on weight, you don't put on weight on your shoulders, right?
Yeah.
So that's a little odd.
So your shirts are tight.
And I bend over and then that's weird.
No? I really noticed it in my butt and my thighs. I used to have super skinny legs and a little butt. And now I'm like, damn, I have an ass. I didn't go into this.
She has junk.
Wanting.
Okay. What you gonna do with all that?
All that junk inside my trunk, right?
That I go, yeah.
I didn't go into it with any expectations. Did you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
I couldn't do 3 sit-ups. So what expectations?
I think our goal.
I'm like, I want to be able to do some sit-ups.
Maybe.
That's my first goal.
Yeah. I didn't even think we knew what we wanted. Did we tell you?
You told me you wanted to get rid of your pancake.
But, oh yeah.
And then there was the stir flap.
Oh, stir flap. Yeah.
You talk
okay,
about stir flap.
So when you're stirring.
Like a soup or something.
Yeah, you know, like when you're batching and you're whisking something. Okay, imagine like whisking an egg. That's a bad analogy. We don't offer eggs. Right. Okay, imagine you're whisking the Swiss-style cheesy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets like the lumps and then it gets creamy and smooth. You guys know what I'm talking about. But you know, you're stirring and then that bit of your arm, what is that muscle called?
It's called your tricep.
It's called a tricep.
Below the tricep, right? No? Oh, this is a tricep.
This is a tricep.
That's your tricep.
I think we need a basic anatomy lesson.
I'm going to get them a skeleton with a muscle chart.
Yeah. So anyways, to me, it's called the stir flap.
Near the armpit.
Near the armpit, opposite of the bicep.
Very
three. Yeah. I got to tell the three story in a second. Anyways, and I was noticing that my arm was flapping when I would stir. And like, whatever, no big deal, but I didn't want it to do that. And so I think I wanted to strengthen the stir flap so it wasn't flapping and get my butt to be not
less
spread out.
Pancake.
Like less pancake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't have a goal of like, I don't even know what a goal would be. Like, what do people come to you wanting to put on a certain amount of muscle weight, or how does that work usually?
Honestly, I don't really deal with that at all. I just tell them, keep your body moving and your body will figure it out as we go. Like, I don't promote like weight loss, weight gain, any of that. Like, I just tell them, as we're moving functionally, you're going to feel better in your everyday life. And if you're putting the effort in, you're going to get the results you want. I don't like necessarily sit and have a chart and a timeline and things like that. It's just not my
style. Because if you don't achieve it, then it's disappointment, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And if you're feeling better in your everyday life, if you're having more positive energy, if you're sleeping better, those are all gains to me, not necessarily scale or muscle associated. So
that's really good. I mean, I think it's like just a byproduct of what you're doing. Like, my ass is now... Like, oh, bonus, I have...
What? Closer, yeah.
But it picks up everything.
No, it's fine.
Marital bliss.
13 years of wedding bliss going down.
Going to be 14 years next year. Oh, my God.
You know, I'm going to edit this, right?
Okay, keep it in.
Okay.
Keep everything.
Okay. Everything.
No, I really like that approach, though. I like that you don't have, like, all right, we're going to put on 5 pounds of muscle this month, or, like, you know, because I think that can... It's just not a super healthy, sustainable way to look at it.
No. And like, you know, last week I had other clients that they got to the session, they were super tired and we moved our bodies. It was not the workout I had planned, but they still got a workout in. Mm. Sometimes you need to listen to your body. That's a lot more important than achieving a workout for what your ego is. It's not necessary.
Yeah. That's good. No wonder we get along.
And not everybody has that ego, but.
That's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Because some people just like cake. I can tell you for honestly real.
Yeah.
It's a words combination
perfect
that I just
English.
Decided.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
The reason why Luann works out, I can tell you this, like straight up, is so that she can keep eating as much cake as she eats.
Well, yeah.
Without, like, gating too truth. Much or, like...
Hashtag truth.
I do it for the cake.
Yeah, do it for the cake, don't you?
Cake's delicious. What's there not to like about it? I'm going to be defending my cakes. But no, to be honest, like, I think... I don't think I eat too much cake, but I want to be able to eat cake without, like, gaining super amount of fat, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Something has to give. So I'm trying to do a balance here. I'm going to work out and eat some cake. Work out, eat some cake, you know?
So yeah. I have great news for you. One thing that you have done is you've gained muscle.
Yes.
So while you're laying on the couch eating your cake, your body is burning more calories because of your muscle mass. So that's some good news for you when you're cake eating.
All right. Tell us more.
The higher muscle mass you have, the more calories your body burns at rest. Hey. So if you only have, let's say, 25% body fat, you're burning more just laying in bed, watching TV, eating cake.
See, I didn't know that. Now that I know this information.
It's like revs it up like a fire.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like muscles just burn.
Yeah. So your body needs more fuel for muscles than it does for fat. Fat's just going to store it like a squirrel for the winter. But muscle is like
squirrel.
Gas in the tank that keeps going. It's not very scientific, but that's the gist.
No, it is. It's actually quite interesting. I never really considered that before.
Yeah, I've noticed that I've been eating cake, but I haven't really put on weight, which is good.
Well, you have put on weight. You've put on muscle weight.
Muscle weight, yeah. But not like flabby. I don't feel flabby even though I eat like cake quite often. Like, okay, I eat cake every week.
I mean, yeah, every week for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you also eat muffins, which you consider, you put in the cake category.
Yeah.
Which basically
it's a glorified cake.
Yeah.
I like muffins too.
Yeah.
But like, let's call it what it is. It's a little cake.
Mm-hmm. It's a mini cake that's
with
cute.
A muffin top.
Unless you make the clean food, dirty girl muffins, but that's not the kind of muffins you eat.
Yeah.
You eat the Whole Foods cranberry orange muffins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like chocolate cake.
So I think that's interesting information. Ha, huh, I never knew that. Now I won't feel so bad. Two muffins.
Oh, you never Jesus. Ate. You never, hold on. You never felt bad to begin with, which is one thing that I love about you, because you don't feel bad. And why would you? Like, it's fine, right?
I prefer how my clothes fit now. When my clothes start fitting weird, that's when I kind of stop eating a little bit. I stop eating cake, or I eat less cake, and then I kind of become more serious about the workout. If that makes any sense, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what about the days you eat cake as I'm pulling in the driveway?
Well, that's why you're here.
That's every Tuesday and Thursday. What are you talking about? But, and for real, like the other thing is as we get older, it's really important for our bones, right? Our bone density to have muscles.
Strength.
And to training, do some resistance training, mm-hmm. right? So, that's another reason that I wanted to start on this now, because I thought, well, I don't want to wait to do this like when I'm in my 50s, you know, I want to start now.
And then didn't you say like at 35, your bone density reduces, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you like do resistance training, it doesn't necessarily have to reduce anymore. It can maintain, but it won't get any more dense after 35. Anyways, and I think it's really important to know that I still don't love working out. I mean, Kim, wait a minute. Can you cover your ears for a second? She was, <Sure. laughs> No, she knows this. She knows it. And if she wasn't, like she said, super confident, then she probably would have quit a long time ago. But it's like, I still don't enjoy working out. I enjoy it when it's over, and I'm proud of myself when it's over. But I think there's been like maybe... Okay, that's not true. There was one time I was excited to work out, and that was the week of the big flood, and you couldn't come because of traffic.
I know. Yes. That's the day you posted
the road
that.
Backed up with the flood.
Yeah.
But also, I will say this, and I have video proof.
Oh, great.
One day out of the, I am not very good at math, how many sessions in almost a year of training, Molly did tell me with exact words, I actually had fun today.
One
workout.
One
time. So I will take that and I will run with it. One time. Well, and it's on video. I have video proof.
It might have to go in the show notes.
One year. But one time in one whole year.
I think the real question is, should we talk about Positive Patty?
Yeah. I think she needs to come out.
Positive Patrick. So I decided one day, I don't know when this was, months ago, that I was like, you know, maybe my body will, what is the word, like,
enjoy it more.
No, not enjoy it, but like, I don't know, maybe my body won't be, not even that my body was resisting it, but maybe my body will, like, yeah, enjoy it more, or just fully
be more accepting of be my more, presence.
No, not like that.
That's not it.
No. Like, maybe my body will.
No, hard no.
Okay, so okay. If I change my attitude and I'm like, I'm going to be really positive, then maybe my body will follow suit. And so I decided to be positive Patty, and I just pretend, I just bullshitted. I just lied that I was excited to see Kim.
Yeah, it was not very realistic.
Showed up and you're like, hi, Kim. But was it nice?
It was a little scary at first.
she was a little skeptical that, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why is she so happy?
It came on very strong, very intensely, out of nowhere.
Why is she so happy?
Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to try this. And then I would catch myself getting ready to complain and be like, never mind. I mean, I love this. but I think it did kind of help my body, like, get into it. She's pretty much gone now, though.
We're somewhere in the middle right now, I'd say.
We're phasing her out.
On Tuesday, like Tuesday's workout, I was pretty good. There was very minimal complaining for me. Can't say for the rest of the party, but.
So the moral of the story is?
What?
What is it?
Pretend that you're excited about it?
Well.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta, like, you know, fake it till you make it.
Not everything is enjoyable, but you do it anyways. That's what it is.
For real, though.
You just have to shut up about it and just do it.
Yeah. Right? Right, Kim?
It's good for you. You know it's good for you.
Yeah.
You would still have stir flaps if I wasn't hanging out with you every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, that's would.
That's true.
I would.
And I should make that, like, my new business logo.
It could be a whole niche.
Stir flap busting.
Yeah.
It's calling, like, all stir flappers.
Yeah. Stir flap terminator.
Yeah, you're right.
It could be a niche, you know? Like, yeah, it really, especially, like, people really like an audience. To cook.
Yeah.
Especially for people like to cook.
Yeah, yeah, all the chefs.
Yeah, exactly. The stir flap buster. I like it. It could be huge.
Yeah. I feel like I'm really onto something right now.
I feel like people are going to be like, yeah, please have her do that and then put it in our classroom.
What?
Like, I want to bust my stir flaps.
The stir flap bust.
Triceps on triceps. Yeah.
Triceps. Stir flaps is a better name for that muscle group, but that's just me.
Let's just talk to whoever invented that word, tricep.
I was also going to say, in that same vein of, sometimes you just don't like it and you just do it. Isn't that the truth, though? Like, we don't always like the thing. Like, I don't always love to batch every weekend.
I can say with, like, conviction and honesty that 100% of the time I'm not looking forward to working out. 100%. But you know what?
That hit a little harder than I expected. 100%?
100. 100%.
Not 99?
Do not look forward to it, but I do it anyways.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm probably along. Like, 100% is not right.
I've never
thought. But we still do it.
We're working out today. I'm so excited. Never.
I mean, I do like seeing you. I do like seeing you. And sometimes Kim will hang out.
It's Kim bashing day.
Because we've actually, as you know, for as shitty as we are, we've actually become friends.
And when we hang out, there's no working out. It's only drinking champagne.
So yeah, you all are taking my Instant Pot and putting your alcohol in it. And I'm in the kitchen making food.
You mean the ice chest?
Yeah.
The Instant Pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ice bucket.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. The ice bucket.
Yeah.
Yes. The very posh.
I don't know why Instant Pot needed to put their name on our ice bucket.
And one time, the other day, we were hanging out, and I actually needed to cook something. And I was like, hey, I need my Instant Pot back. Give it to me. And then she's like, I guess I have to transfer the bucket.
To a plastic bucket.
Yep.
Champagne.
Yep. But it's true. Like, when you have goals and when you want to do shit, you're not going to like it all the time. Maybe even 100% of the time, as we've learned.
It's because a lot of people say, like, how do I find motivation to do something? Well, you don't. You just do it.
Yeah. You don't wait for motivation because then you would never do it.
Or you trap yourself, like, have a trainer come to your house. Therefore, you have to do it.
You know? Yeah.
Because you're not going to voluntarily drive to the gym if you're having issues with motivation. If that's,
I feel. Oh, I would have worked out zero times.
Plus COVID, you know?
Plus COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to put a strategy on how to make ourselves work out.
Yeah. Because the other thing is we work a lot. And so my tendency is to have really good intentions and then just work through. Because, like, this came up or that came out. And I'm a little bit of a workaholic too. But that's been really helpful. But Kim, for people who don't, like, have a personal trainer and who don't can't do that, right, for whatever reason. What do you recommend for them if they aren't going to the gym and they're just wanting to get into some shape? Like, what do you recommend?
I would say, one, get a dog.
Oh.
I'm always promoting, go get a dog from the shelter. Woo-woo! Woo-woo! But no, for real, just get out and walk. I do have a crazy dog and she needs exercise. So even walking her for a half hour a few times a week is really good for me physically, but also mentally, just to get out of the house and clear my head, breathe in some fresh air and walk the animal. So walking, doing any body weight movements, any step off the couch is great. You just start small.
What about like winter kind of thing? You know how like...
I don't know what that is.
Right?
I'm sorry, winter.
Now you don't know what it is, but you did before.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, in winter, I think it's worse. So when I lived on the mainland, I lived in New Jersey and I hated winter. Absolutely hated it. I was miserable.
Kim is a Jersey girl.
For real. She's a gangster. Gangster as fuck. Don't mess with her. Also, she's very strong. Let me just pause you really one moment. Okay, so when we first got Kim's number or whatever, and then I talked to her, and then she's like, okay, I'll come over to your house on whatever day it was. I don't remember. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to like look her up on Facebook. And so I looked you up on Facebook, and
there's the old Facebook stalk.
Yeah. And then
we need to know who we're dealing with.
Yeah, exactly. And then she had a picture of herself in a bikini, I think, under like a waterfall. And I was like, oh man, we are screwed. Oh,
yeah, we're so fucked.
We're so fucked. Like, because she's like six pack and like, I mean, she's in like really good 2%
shape. 2% muscle fat, body fat.
Something. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I guess like shit, we're screwed. So we were quite intimidated just by the fact that your body is as such as it is.
Well, thank you. Speaking of intimidation, when I met Molly, I was pretty intimidated by her for like, I would say 2 months.
What?
Because she just was very difficult to read. Luann was always laughing and chuckling and talking about how much she loved cake and joking around, and I just could never get a read on Molly. And I was like, I don't know if she loves this or hates it, but now I know she fucking hated it 100% of the time.
I said that.
But it was just a difficult read for a while, getting used to me humans and doing something out of their comfort zone. That's, you know, my life, my livelihood.
2 months.
You at 1.5 months. Does that feel better?
Well, a little bit.
You said 100% of the time you don't look forward to me. And I say two months, I'm intimidated?
No, I look forward to you 100% of the time. I don't look forward to the workouts.
Yes. 100%
of the time.
It's not personal. It's the activity we don't like. We like you.
When you come over without the workout, it's amazing. I love it. I love it.
Don't take it personal. It's not you. It's
she doesn't take it personal.
Yeah,
please.
True. Jesus.
It's just the activity that you bring to the table.
Yeah. We bust each other's balls all the time. But I've heard that before. Like, when we had our retreat, for any of you out there who's listening who came to our Hawaii retreat in 2000, and what was that, 18?
Yeah.
People were so surprised that Luann was so, like, bubbly,
that I wasn't
easy
mute
to talk to, and she was so conversational, and then I wasn't as much. But I'm just like, that's just how I am. It takes a minute. It just takes a minute. So
or
a month.
2 months. Yeah.
1.5.
Yeah. 1.5 sits better, clearly.
Yeah.
Back to the dog walking.
Yes. So winter things to do.
Winter dog.
What, like YouTube? Like what?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good workouts. I teach PE a couple days a week, and it was raining, which is rare. And I put on a 5-minute arm workout, and you basically just held your arms up for 5 minutes doing small pulses. And
for 5 whole minutes,
I have to say out loud, after Molly just told the world I have a 6-pack, which old photo, I like muffins, glorified cakes. It was difficult. And my students called me out because I had to take 2 breaks. Because it was really hard to just hold your arms up.
5 minutes.
That's, and actually, I feel like I may put Molly and Luann through this afternoon. I may pull up.
What, five minutes? Can we just not do the Sally thing? Sally thing?
Yeah.
The Sally.
My request box is above the shredder. So if you can just.
Ooh. Ouch.
Jersey girl. That's how it
gangster.
Is.
Okay, speaking of which, one time she had us do this exercise, and it was with the bar, the long bar with the weights on the side thing, the press bar.
I was like 20 pounds, I think.
Yeah. Yes. And it was like a thruster, and you squatted, and then you went up, and then I think it was that one, and you held it up. And we were like really struggling. And Luann and I were like, oh my God, this is really
hard. We had to do 50 of those.
No, we didn't do 50.
It was 50.
It's possible. It's not out of the realm.
I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this 50 times.
Was it 50 in a row? That was really mean. Well, anyway. Afterwards, I'm like, Kim, you try it. This is hard. And she tried it. She's like, all right, fine. And she's like, oh shit, that is kind of hard. So it has happened. We're like, yeah.
Validating.
Yeah. Sometimes I get a little aggressive in my planning and I don't necessarily...
realize how hard this shit is.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, this is fun. Let's do this. This is cool. Yeah. All right. We'll do this next. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, that was kind of hard.
Here's my theory. People who enjoy working out or love working out, they're serial killers.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Like Kim.
I know.
Secretly bodies.
So you're saying like it's impossible to like working out unless you're a serial killer. Oh, God.
I could also add that maybe the endorphins are addicting. Okay. So, like, everybody's got their vice. Some people like running. Some people like weight training. Some people like cake. Some people like cake. Yeah, that's not the avenue I was going
to. I'm kind of surprised I'm not addicted to working out. I have a very addictive personality. But maybe I am. That's why I do it twice a week.
You could go up to three if you want.
Hell no. Fuck that.
Wow.
That was
glad you sat on that and thought about it for a minute.
I have, like, occasionally I do feel that high. It's usually kind of like
post-workout.
Towards the end of it. And I'm like, okay, I think I feel something, and I feel a little, not like high or anything, but I do feel a little like lighter or something.
Yeah. It's kind of like probably a sense of achievement as well. You know, like, it's almost done. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, oftentimes you guys look at a workout and you're like, you're nuts. And then you guys do it. You pull it off. You look at it and you think, holy shit, no way, no way. We're going to do this all today? Yes. Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get the high five at the end of workout and you did it. So
it's part of the not being motivated but doing it anyways, because we have to, you know.
Well, you don't have to. You can fire me.
Well, you could just go upstairs and eat cake.
That's true, but that's part of a commitment.
Yeah. Well, and it's also...
Can I get that in writing?
when you prioritize something, right? When we made the decision when we hired Kim that we are going to prioritize this, which means everything else has to get in line, right? And so there's been plenty of things that we've had to reschedule because we have a workout, or we can't commit to because we have a workout. Even when my family has been in town over the past year, like I tell people Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 6. We're not available. So
sometimes they join us too.
Sometimes they join us. Right. Mm-hmm. We've had Finn and Annalise and Mark have joined us. But it is, I mean, that's when you prioritize something, you put it front and center. And so we really did make that commitment. So, I mean, we do complain a lot and we do bitch a lot, but I am very, very happy that we made the decision to
definitely
do this and to get in shape and to bring and to have Kim help us. I couldn't have gotten here without you, honestly.
We talk a lot of shit. We appreciate it too.
But you talk a lot of shit too. Let's be real.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Good luck. It's like a hamster running on a wheel.
Why did I say that about that state though? I never understood that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm from Jersey. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, why are Jersey people so tough?
It's not that bad. I mean, it's just right next to New York. So
yeah, something about the mafia.
Oh. Wait, that I didn't know anybody in the mafia?
She can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
On podcast. Is this thing on? No, I'm not fucking telling you.
I forgot.
Do I know anybody in the mafia?
I feel like you do.
Ooh, I think I just heard someone pull up.
In a drive-by.
There's no workout today, guys.
Fuck and roll.
Oh, is that why? Okay. Understood. Right, I don't know anything about... I don't know enough about it, so that's why.
Jersey. Mm. Yeah. It's tough. So what do you want to tell us or... anybody? Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Well, when you were talking about prioritizing, a lot of times I always hear the excuse from people, oh, I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody has the time. You have to make the time. And really 2 hours of your week is nothing. If you can't put time for you and for yourself for 2 hours, then it's going to affect other areas of your life. And that's one of the biggest things me personally, if I don't make time for myself to do things to make me better, then I'm hurting my family, really, is what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. You know, you're better for your work, for your relationships and every other thing of your life by just prioritizing some me time for 2 hours. And it doesn't have to be torture sessions with me. Like I said, it could be a walk, swim, anything. Any movement is better than nothing.
So yeah,
that's a really good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you, so the other day I added up the hours in a week and then I minus how many of those hours I was sleeping. And then I minus like how many of those hours I needed to do, like just to get an actual count of, well, how many hours in a week do I actually have? Because we only have 24 hours in a day, right? No more, no less. And it's just about how we're using those hours. And that, I mean, it just depends on what you want in your life, but you have to decide and be deliberate. And exactly, you make the time. You're not going to just have an, like, oh, here's an hour. Working out is going to be perfect right now. Because if you do have an hour, you know you're going to go to your couch, right? I mean, you have to plan it and be really deliberate and just make it happen. And that's the only way to do it. It's the same thing with batch cooking. And the more of these things you can do for yourself, like eating healthy and working out, like they really work so well together and they reinforce each other, right? So eating healthy and working out is like peanut butter and jelly, basically. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. They really work well together and reinforce.
Are you crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
Crunchy, 100%. Crunchy. Why would anybody fuck with the creamy stuff?
It just makes your mouth like glue and sticky. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah, a little.
Like peanut butter.
I do. Not in the quantities that from a spoon, but on bread or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, I had for dinner last night, part of my dinner was an apple and peanut butter. One of my favorite things. Apple and, celery and peanut butter. So good.
Did you
with the raisins on it, top, ants on a log.
See?
Atta girl.
So good.
I had bread pudding for dinner, so.
Oh my God.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing that like.
Molly, shut up.
Molly, you're fine.
I know.
For me, when I was training, I did it first thing in the morning, which to a lot of people seems very foreign. But when Molly was talking about how you say, oh, I'm going to do it an hour in the afternoon, a ton of things could come up. Yeah. If you get up and you make that hour while your kids are still sleeping, your husband, your wife, whatever, still sleeping, you're really starting your day on the right foot, I believe. And you just feel better throughout your whole day. And that's a good way to not be able to make the excuse of, oh, this came up or that came up. And then your workout and your you time is consistently getting compromised. So that's just something I thought of when you were talking about prioritizing, that a lot of people listening, if they have families and things like that, once they start their day, it's hitting the ground running and a lot of things can very easily pop up.
Yeah.
So,
and they will pop up. Yeah. You can count on it popping up and it's so easy to push it back. And then all of a sudden it's the evening and dinner time and everything else. So I think that's a really good point.
I have a question on how do you go from like, oh, I just got out of bed to like, shit, I'm working out now. Do you know, like that's like 0 to 100. I have to slowly make my way and do my routine and then ease into the morning.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to my own training because that's all I can speak for, but obviously my own experience. When I was training for marathons and when I was working out at 5 a.m., I would honestly get up at like 4:15, 4:20, go out, eat a banana with some nut butter, chug a pre-workout. And sometimes I would get to the gym and about halfway through the workout, I would feel like I was functioning. Like your body is basically asleep for part of it.
Right.
So by the time your body realizes, holy shit, we're working out, it's almost done. You're like in the home stretch, the finish line.
You're right there. Sleeping so the whole
time. You just jump into it.
Okay. No, you don't get up at 4:15 and just be like, oh, I'm going to sip coffee on the couch and watch the news. Exactly. No, you fucking put your clothes on and go. And actually,
that was what I was trying to figure out.
Winter tip.
I'm not able to do that. Yeah.
When I was running marathons, I would sleep in my running clothes for the next day. Mm-hmm. So when you get up and you're half asleep and you go to the bathroom, you look in the mirror, you're like, shit, I'm in my running clothes. Am I going to go back to bed in these clothes or am I going to lace up the sneakers and go? And 100% of the time, I laced up my sneakers and took my happy ass on a jog.
But what about like ice and like slippery and like freezing? You know,
I bundle up.
The thought of that just makes me sick.
Well, you don't even live someplace.
I know, but I'm thinking like even harder to motivate yourself. is what
when
I'm
it's
saying.
Cold, yeah. Right? It's cold, it's dark. It's definitely something that I prioritized. I was working crazy days, and it was very important to me to have that time every morning. And when I didn't go, like on my break days or rest days and things like that, I definitely didn't feel like I had the oomph to get through my 12 to 15 hour work days. Oh, so for me, okay. It was more of, okay, I'm feeling better if I go and do this. Yeah, it's going to be cold as shit, but I had all the gear I needed. And
even when it's snowing.
When it's actively, so I didn't like go in a blizzard. I wasn't crazy, but I'm sure there's someone listening on this podcast that might be that girl or that guy.
Would you live in Canada or like, I don't know, Alaska?
Well, you just have to deal with it. Or maybe you have maybe an inside treadmill, for example.
There's that.
But that's a very good point. The first morning. So, you know, that I do my stretches in the morning, right? For an hour.
In here.
Nobody knows where here
room.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
In this exact room. This one. In Molly stretches.
Yes.
And she put me through it the other day. Side note, it was not fun.
Okay. So anybody who knows about the, you know, myofascial release ball work, and a lot of our audience does, that's what I had Kim do. I had her roll on my noodle ball, right? And roll on the balls. And she was in so much pain doing it.
You look so pleased with yourself.
I wish everybody could see the shit-eating grin on her face.
Yep. I was like, okay, tables are turned. And she's like, oh my God, my back. I'm like, yep. But I know that, like,
Can we get a before story of why my back was so tight?
Muscles.
Kayaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my
kayak took on water.
Oh.
And my wife decided she didn't want to paddle a lot.
I kept looking over at yes, Kim went, Kim's the reason why we went kayaking, because
it was
her wife
kayak.
Took us. And so that's when we saw the whole whale and you guys it was on Instagram, all of that. But their kayak took on a ton. Why didn't you drown?
So it wasn't in the cards for us that day.
Yeah.
To drown.
Because the kayak took
on a ton of water.
I meant sink.
I gotta find that hole.
Yeah, before you go out next time. But and then I looked, and then Steph, her wife, was in the front, and she just like put down her paddle like multiple times on the way back, and Kim's like, and so her back was very, very sore. So I had a roll on the noodle ball, which she hated. But the point is, like, I do like so. What I do in the morning is I go down, drink my warm water. Put me and Luann's porridge in a bowl, top it with a bunch of fruit, and then put it in the fridge so that when we get hungry, we can just pull out our breakfast and eat it. And then come up to this room right here, and stretch and stuff for an hour. And if I don't do that, I just don't feel the same. And that's something I do every day. I don't miss it because it's like a mental health thing for me. You know,
so I guess it's the same as the waking up and going to the gym or running or walking or something.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing.
It's the routine.
Or like if I'm...
You just work it into your routine.
Yeah, totally. And I do the same thing. Like if I have any deadlines, like for example, any writing stuff or any content that I have to produce, and I know that I have to get it done like that day, I'll stretch later and I'll just go to my room, write. And then, because first thing in the morning, it's just easier because you're right. You can't put that shit off because it's done.
Yeah.
So.
Check the box.
Awesome. All right. Anything else, anybody? I think this has been really good.
Well, what kind of cake are you going to eat today?
I didn't buy any, so I don't have any today.
You have bread pudding.
I just have bread pudding. Her mom made me, so.
It is vegan.
Yeah. So I have bread pudding. That's that's going to be my cake.
What about you?
I have some pretzels loaded with MSG in my car.
You still have those MSG pretzels?
They're heaven. They're not good for you, but they're pretty good. Every once in a while, you just need a little
MSG hit.
MSG hit. 80% of the time, eat healthy. 20% of the time, eat some MSG pretzels and cake.
Yay. That means chicken and a biscuit.
Oh. You don't ever really buy those.
No.
My first girlfriend. Okay. She loved to eat chicken and a biscuit with Cheez Whiz on them. And she like lived on that.
Oh, that's horrible.
Please. I know.
Your MSG pretzel is not exactly higher end than chicken and a biscuit. It's just a different format.
And I was
chicken in a cracker. That doesn't even make sense.
Like, why does it call
that blue box, right?
Chicken in a biscuit. Who came up with that name?
It's a cracker.
It
It's crack.
And how do you get chicken into a cracker? I have so many questions.
Stuff it.
But yeah. With the cheese whiz, that was her main thing. Oh, she lived on that.
I don't know what cheese whiz is.
You don't know what cheese whiz is?
It's cheese in a can with like 72 ingredients, yeah.
Oh. And it's like shelf stable.
So there you go. Salt and fat again.
If you're a doomsday prepper, you can get a can. Get cheese.
All right. Well, thanks for coming over.
Yeah,
this has been fun.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, also, if anybody's ever in Maui or wants to look up Kim, it is Keep It Moving Fitness. Do you have a website?
Yeah.
I'm slacking on the website.
Also, you have one picture on your Instagram.
Yeah.
So
we'll link it to your Facebook page.
I'm not very tech savvy.
We'll put it on. We'll link it to your Facebook page.
Oh, you have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, in the show notes.
So if you're ever in Maui, well, actually, are you taking new clients?
Sure. Oh, what? This is a bad time to ask. Do you even have any time for these people?
Do you even?
Yes, I do.
All right, fine. So if you're ever in Maui,
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
She's gonna sleep when she's dead. Look her up. Keep It Moving Fitness. And she's an awesome trainer. Thank you for everything. My stir flaps, thank you.
Stir flaps waving bye-bye.
That's right. Bye-bye. Bye. Wait, we're not done.
Wait, I was just going to say, check out the show notes. That's it.
Oh, okay.
All the links are going to be there.
What are we linking to? Her Instagram with one photo on it.
Her Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
I got 4 photos on there.
You got 4 now?
Quick. Oh. From now until we get it ready, you can add more.
Can you put a picture of us?
Sure.
Oh, you should take a picture of us here doing this and then picture it and then put it. Oh, she's doing it now.
Hold on. Let me put my hand down.
Ready, set.
Put the flash on. Do you know we're still recording?
Yes.
Oh,
I can always
edit. Okay. Okay. That's fine. Do I look good?
Yeah.
Oh, Luann, did you just fart?
No, I did not. It's the chair.
Oh, well, we're not downwind. Luann did fart the other day during workout. Yeah, it did go downwind.
Yeah, I never thought outside I would smell someone's fart, but Luann did it.
We're still recording.
Yes, I know. Okay, bye.
I didn't want them to know that.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive.